Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Blog Talk Radio, and we are the Middlemen. I am Alan Harrison.
And I'm Kevin Gordon. What's good,
Hi, people? How you doing? Everybody, today is a good day. And you want to know why today is a good day?
Yes.
Mississippi State Bulldogs just won the SEC championship today against
what?
Tennessee. 64-61. I'm proud of my dogs. You know, I'm really proud of them. You know, we had been winning since 2002, and that year, I think we went all the way to the Sweet 16 that year, but hopefully this year we can go a little bit farther and see what we can make happen this year in the NCAA tournament.
Man, you know I can't talk bad about the dogs, man. I can't talk bad about the dogs. I'm from the COL, too, so go dogs, man. Go dogs.
Right.
I'm out here with all these Georgia Bulldogs, but I ain't mad. You know, we're going to keep
right,
our
right.
around here.
Yeah, well, today, though, today's show is about old school versus the new school.
Hey.
And the new school hang with the old school.
And do music today sucks? Y'all know it, dude. I don't care. If you out there, you an artist right now, you putting out that hot trash, that hot garbage. If you R&B, if you rap, country, man, you still putting out garbage if you're not putting out that good.
Right.
And I want to ask a question to him, Al. In this music that we so-called have now, hold up against everything that was in the past.
That's gonna be a touchy subject. But I'm pretty sure we're probably gonna get a lot of people that who are from our generation that's gonna say, the old school, that is the born and bred of this music of today. I mean, but you're gonna have people from this generation that may or may not disagree with that.
Yeah, well,
so today we're gonna try to touch on that. Right.
If
we want to touch on that, we want y'all to comment as well, have some good arguments. But let's talk about it.
Because you know what? I am a music connoisseur. If you got that hot garbage, that hot trash, guess what? I ain't scared to tell you. For real.
Right.
But look here. Man, we're going to touch on, last week, man, we had a great show. We appreciate everybody that called in.
Right.
We were talking about the id, the ego. Basically, have black women lost faith in black men? And we had a lot of callers. We had some callers call in, gave their comment. A couple of females said that, it might be on a female. Some said it was, it's on us both. So we appreciate everybody that called in last week. So, we look forward to giving you the same funk this week, too.
Right. I want to give a shout-out to two of the callers that commented a lot last week and had some great comments, Nick Eden and also Natalie from Starkville, Mississippi. We appreciate you all for commenting last week and also giving some great arguments to discuss last week. And if you all are listening right now and you want to go back and review that show, you can go to our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/the middleman, and click on that last show that has I-ism, id, ego, and the super ego, and you can actually listen to that previous show.
Yeah. And you know what? I know a lot of people, if you missed that show, make sure you go back and check that out, because I'm just letting y'all know right now. It was a real good show. And hopefully one day we can
carry that on. Yeah. Right. But today's show, we're going to have a great show today. We got some guests who we're going to be interviewing today about today's topic. We have Chucky Charles, who is a super producer,
man,
in my opinion, who has
yeah, man,
with Clinton. And, go ahead.
Have you seen his accolades, man? Have you seen his accolades, man?
Well, I'm looking at him right now. I'm about to tell these people who this guy is. I mean, he has worked with a lot of Grammy winning songwriters and artists and producers. And I'm pretty sure he's going to have some great insight on the show today. And I really appreciate him for actually agreeing to come on the show today. And also we got Anthony Colon, who is the publisher of New Power Magazine. And we also have hip-hop journalist, writer, and scholar, poet, and author, Charlie Braxton.
That's our man. That's our dude.
Charlie Braxton.
And also... Yeah, and also we also have our homeboy. You know, we had the opportunity to meet this guy a couple of years back before this phenomenon started in the South right here, man. A lot of you people may not know about it. A lot of you probably do know about it. I know a lot of y'all do. I got good faith in it because we've never had nothing like this in the South before these guys did it. We got the co-founder of the Southern Entertainment Awards, Gennaro Hawkins, in today. Man, that's my dude, man. That's my dude. What's up, Infamous? Man, what's going on, people? What's good, man? We got a great show today. I'm pumped up. You see me pumped up over here, dog?
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm already doing my little warm-up right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting ready for the battles and stuff.
Let them know
I'm
about the battles we got today, man.
Woo, boy. Today's battle. The first. We're going to start off with Rob Bass, It Takes Two, versus G-Spot Boys, Stanky Legs.
And, you know, the reason why we're doing this right here, because it's like the subject of the day. You know, old school versus new school. That was a jam back in the day in the club. You put on It Takes Two, man, the flow is just packed. And also now it seems like everywhere I go, everybody doing a stanky leg. I told my man, Doug, we're going to do a song called The Stanky Balls.
The Stanky Balls.
Yeah, man. Oh. I mean, if you can come up with some stuff like that, man, the stanky toe or something like that, hey, we'll make it work.
Right,
but
also
you know,
today, you know, we're gonna also battle Rakim, Paid in Full, versus OJ the Juice Man, Made the Trap Ace.
Hey, man, somebody already told me they just hit us up on this board already saying that they just hit me up saying, man, y'all wrong for that. That's a whooping. So we'll see. What's that third battle we got, baby?
And the third battle is going to be a classic battle. This is going to be epic. We got Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing, versus R. Kelly, Your Body's Calling.
Oh, no, we don't, dog. No, we don't.
That is going to be epic. That is going to be epic.
Man, you know what? I'm kind of torn between that right there because both of them helped me out a little bit before. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now,
oh yeah.
What you guys can do, all our listeners out there that's listening right now, what you can do, you can log on to www.wearethemiddleman.ning.com. We have a poll on there. We have a poll on there for each of these rounds. You can go on there, log on, you know what I'm saying, get your page, get your profile updated, do what you need to do, and you will be officially a middleman, a middlewoman. Go on there, log on, go ahead and vote. Let us know how you feel. And you know what I'm saying? We're going to announce that next week as far as who won and who fell on their face. Now, if we have an upset, we just going to have an upset. But if we have something that's, you know, hey, like my man said, that's an ass whooping, it's going to be an ass whooping. That's what it is.
That's right. That's right. So, but your comments are valued on the Middleman Show. So if you want to comment, press 1. If you're on your phone, if you're on the message board, please leave us a message, you know what I'm saying, and comment as well. And, you know, I want to comment on something, G. I was looking on the internet. I was doing my little searching. And I have noticed, I was reading up on an article about California's economy. And they are trying, well, a Democratic state assembly member, Tom Amayo, wants to actually legalize marijuana. And they want to allow the state to regulate it and tax it.
So what we call that, the chronic 2009?
Right. So, and what it's actually looking at is that the cash crop is responsible for $14 billion in annual sales.
Ooh,
that is more than oranges, milk, and cream, and all that.
Oh, my God. Now we see why Snoop left Mississippi and went out that way.
Right. Right.
Got that sticky.
People, if this does get passed, if you want to go smoky weed or whatever you want to do, California will be the state that you can actually walk in public smoking your blunts, your joints, whatever, out there. If this get passed, they are working on it right now, but it kind of looks like it will get passed because of the profit they will be receiving off of it.
Man, so people going to be flocking to that way.
Right. So I guess you could probably go to the store and go to Walmart and all them places and buy a bag.
Hey, all them cats on the street talking about they trapping. Nah, Walmart going to be trapping now.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying, if anybody out there on the line, you know what I'm saying, y'all want to call in, comment about the show today, like, it's Music 101, baby. Old school versus the new. Can today's music hold up against yesterday's music? And also, with our guests that we have today, if you have a question that you would like to ask them, because the experience that we're going to have online today, I mean, you can't compare anything to it, because these guys, I know for a fact, Anthony, he's been through a lot. You know what I'm saying? Charlie's been through a lot. My man Chucky Charles. I mean, they've seen it, man. So we're going to go ahead and get this going today. So we're going to go ahead and go into our first battle. Rob Bates.
Uh-oh.
Back your legs with them G-Boys. So let's go ahead. We're going to go ahead and hit them with that.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Raw Face and DJ Easy Rock.
Hit it!
Thank you, Lee. South.
Yes, and we are back live on Blog Talk Radio. This is Alan Harrison.
And I'm Kevin Gordon.
And
we are the middleman.
You always cut me off. Why is that?
Hey, man, I'm always first. I'm going to do my dirty in a minute. Quick play.
We in the middle. But, we always in the middle, man. We think alike. We always in the middle of each other. So, but today's subject, we are talking about old school versus new school. Can the new school hang with the old school greats? And if you're just tuning in, we just played one of our first battle songs, Rob Bass, It Takes Two, versus G-Spot Boys Take a Lick.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm putting my vote in the next few minutes, and yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have to get to it.
Well,
so, you know what?
We have our...
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Well, we have our guests that are calling in now. We have Charlie Braxton, and also we have Anthony Colon on the line as well. How you guys doing? Fine. How about you guys? Hey, Ed.
Hey,
doing?
We're wonderful. Good to hear from you again, man. Good to hear from you guys again. Basically, man, as y'all already know about the subject of the day, we're talking about music, man, and can this music that we hear now, can this music stand up against the music that we all know and love back in the day? What we have out here now. As you've seen in our first battle, we had Stanky Leg versus Rob Bass.
Y'all, for old schooler like me, I was on YouTube. Y'all, I love y'all to death. Y'all, that was no competition for me.
Mm.
That
what do you think about that, Ant, man? How do you feel about that, Ant?
For me, man, you know, when AJ2 came out, I was in college, so that takes me back. I was at Mississippi State University, and whenever the DJ put their record on, man, good move on the dance. So, where
yeah.
You find it, where, you know, that was the track. I can't take nothing away from Stanky Leg. You know, right now, you know, them guys doing their thing. It's a hot track, but, you know, y'all know where I'm from. I'm from old school, so, you know.
Most definitely. Now,
Go ahead. I think Ann brought up something, a good point that we really need to talk about. You know, Nick, when I first heard It Takes Two, I was 20, I was in my 20s. I was out of college, I was whatever. And it was the hottest joint out there. Now we looking back on it, it's old school. But my child, my kid who's 11 years old, thank you, man, for 20 years now. Have the same feeling that we have about It Takes Two or the song that you're playing right now.
Yeah.
So music epic reference, but my opinion, I'm over here. I'm the open.
Tyler, I think we're having trouble with your phone. If you want to try to move to an area where you have less static, you know, that'd be great. Ed, you want to come back in on that?
Is this better?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay. Well, I want to start off with our first question of the day. What could you guys tell, either one of you guys can answer, you give like the artist a little advice about, you know what I'm saying, the music industry from your perspective being a journalist and give the audience a perspective also, and you being a journalist yourself, give them a perspective of what it is on the other side of the music business.
Right.
You want to go for it, John?
And I was going to be first, but I'm anxious to hear what you have to say. Because,
okay.
I mean, Ann has a perspective being a musician and a writer.
Yeah.
Right, well, from where I came from, man, you know, a lot of these guys today, they're creative in the studio. You can't take a lot of these guys and put them on stage with a group like a Cameo or Fly in the Family Stone or, you know, even a Niall Green and expect them to stack up because the showmanship isn't there. You know, a lot of rappers take a mic and they back and forth across the stage. And that's all they're doing. You know, you might have 5-10 guys on stage. They don't even know how to hold the mic at halftime. A lot of times they got their hand over the microphone and all you hear is, roo, 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 roo. You know.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, but I mean, You can take an artist, man, put him on stage. One of the best rap shows I've ever seen in my life was in Jackson, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Around 88 to 89, you had LL Cool J, Public Enemy.
Yeah, I remember that show. I remember that show. That was a hell of a show.
Yeah, Too Short, NWA.
NWA,
Slick Rick, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the French Prince. I think I said Public Enemy. And that's one of the best shows I've ever seen. And every one of those guys came on stage on the show. It wasn't just walking across the stage and rapping. They actually gave the crowd the money where they wasn't like, well, you know, they can go home and put on their record, hear the song. But when you come out to this show and you're paying your money, you want to see something different than just a guy out there rapping exactly like the record sound.
Right.
That's what they did. But a lot of rappers now that you hear don't do that. Yeah.
So would you guys say in perspective, even with what you just said, do you feel that the music is it more development of the artist nowadays? Or because, I mean, not just rappers, we're looking at the R&B singers, we're looking at every other genre, with the exception of country. Country is kind of holding it down right now. What do you guys think about the development of the artist? And also, once you get finished with that comment, we want to make sure we got some callers. If you're out there, you want to call in, ask some questions from this knowledge base that we have right here, go ahead and call in. Press that number 1-718-508-9972. Go ahead, Ant.
Can I interject here? Because I think Ant brought up, I was at that concert that Ant talked about, and I had the opportunity to interview Chuck D, and you were talking about artist development. See, A&R and artist development are something that the record industries don't do anymore, and they don't demand it of the artist. All they care about is having a hot record and if the record will sell units. But in terms of somebody mentoring, like Chuck D said, that the person that mentored him was Melly Mel. He talked about how Melly Mel would talk about, would make him recite and go over his shows and go over his verses and say, not good enough. And he was hard on it. He said the day that Melly Mel said, okay, you ready, was a great day for him. And then Chuck D later on mentored Leaders of the New School, which was surprised.
So
there is no A&R. And then part of the problem, too, is a lot of the cats come into this game, and the rap is not really their passion. It's a hustle.
Right.
And I can tell the ones it's a hustle for because, like you say, it shows up in their show.
Right. Now, do you feel that those artists that are like Ashley,
their own music, and they have to call it too, and they can't even give you decent answers when you ask them questions about their own music?
Well,
do you feel that?
I didn't hear that. It sounded like your phone was breaking up.
Oh, my bad. What did I say? I said, what was the last thing you all heard?
Really, the last part was kind of breaking up pretty bad.
Yeah.
You're talking about the artist.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I was saying that, what was the last thing you all heard?
Go ahead and just repeat your comment.
I was saying that, you know, a lot of people, it's a hustle. Rap is a hustle for them. And it shows up, it's not a passion. It's not something that they love to do. It's not something that they really have a love for. And you see that in their sloppy show. See that in their lackluster music. You even see that from a journalist perspective. You even see it when you sit down and interview them about their own music, and they haven't really thought through what it is that they're trying to convey to their own audience. You know, at that point, it's like the whole system breaks down.
Now, I want to ask this question right here. I know we have a lot of artists that are, that have been coming out in the last 3 to 5 years that have been like, just hot single artists. You know, they never have like an actual album that actually has just been selling off the charts besides Lil Wayne and of course Jay-Z's or whatever. But what do y'all feel is probably the actual problem with that, or is this just something of how the music is actually going towards?
I mean, I think it's more of a creative thing. Back in the 70s, man, you could take an album, and you could drop that needle anywhere on that album, just about on most of those groups, and it was a hot song. You know, they created an entire album. They did it, you know, they were in it for a long run. A lot of these guys now aren't as creative, and all they can come up with is one hit.
Right.
So you're getting a bunch of samples. You got iTunes, and that's what they push is singles. So a lot of people are, you know,
right,
into that. I can mix and match my song now and take a single from this person. I don't want a whole album from that guy. I just want this one song. Back in the 70s, man, you can put anybody's album on and listen to it all the way through. And it wasn't no fast forward and rewinding. You had to pick that needle up, put it somewhere else. But whenever you did, nine times out of ten, you're going to drop it on something hot.
Can I interject for that and talk about it? Understand where the music is right now. When Anthony's talking about the whole album period, prior to the 70s when what was called AOR, or album-oriented rock, which later on became AORD, which was album-oriented rock. Prior to that, this music industry was primarily a single-driven industry. And usually when you bought an album, it was either a collection of singles, the fillers, B-side fillers thrown in. At the point when they realized they could make more money selling albums juxtaposed to selling singles, they quit that.
Let me ask you this, Charlie. Do you feel that, you know, since nowadays that a lot of the labels are actually going towards single selling versus back in the day when we were actually buying a full album, do you feel that the music industry will actually return to that as far as having a consistency on the album level where albums are actually being sold?
I think they will. I think the problem right now with the music industry is twofold. Well, really, it's multifaceted. I'm going to say primarily, two of the most things that really need to be addressed right now. One, we need to get back to real artist development. We need to get the out of the record, out of the A&R department. People who really don't have an understanding of history, of music, who don't really love the music they're in. And I've met A&R people who are working with Southern acts don't like Southern music and will quietly tell me that.
And that's true, Chad. I definitely understand. We definitely spoke about that before. If there's any callers out there that would love to ask a question, please go ahead and press number one on your phone right now. We would love to hear your comments. We've been talking to our great guest today. We got Charlie Braxton, author, journalist. We also have Anthony Colon, magazine owner, publisher. And also he's an artist, people, so you got to respect the opinion on that. Anybody out there that would love to call in, 718-508-9972, please press the number one. So,
I want to ask you a question, Ant. I know you were previously, you know, an artist. Now, during your time of actually doing music, how would you say that back when, like, you had a lot of, you know, independent artists, you know, back then that were actually selling music versus now, how would you compare independent artists to independent back in the day?
I mean, you know, when I was doing R&B, so it was a little different because you had guys selling rap out of the trunk, but you don't see many guys selling R&B music out of the trunk. Mine was more funk driven because I grew up on James Brown, Fly and the Family Stone, Prince, Barcades, you know, and funk and all of that, you know, Roger and Zapp, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that was kind of like in the beginning stages of when you really saw these real independent guys. I ain't talking about the rap a lot who were big independent successful, but I mean the guy that were really setting out the trunk of their cars. And you know, it seemed to me like guys back then were really wanting to do it themselves. Now they're saying they want to do it themselves, but they want to get picked up by a major.
Right.
But, you know, that's
well,
they all want to be independent, but really in the back of their mind, I want a major to pick me up, and I really don't want to do the work. You know,
it seems like that's the way the game's gone now. Charlie, we would love for you guys to stay on the line. We're going to go ahead and move on to our next segment. Any people out there, if you still have any questions for Anthony or either Charlie, you know what I'm saying, you can hit Ant up at newpowermagazine.com. Charlie, tell them that, give them a little info on you.
Yeah, let's see. You can reach me on Twitter at Twitter, Charlie, at charliebraxton.com or Twitter.com, Charlie Braxton.
All right, we definitely appreciate you guys. And what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to our second battle of the day, Alex.
Ooh.
Man, that was a great segment. I'm just waiting on this battle right here because we got some people that want to check it out, man. Y'all check out this battle right here.
I hate to do this, people, but our next battle, we have Rakim, Paid in Full, versus OJ the Juice Man, Made the Trap 8.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Let's go.
Get paid us full.
Inside my hand, so I dig into my pocket, all my money spent, so I dig deeper, still coming up with less, so I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents I need. I used to roll up, this is a hole up, ain't nothing funny, stop smiling, be still on nothing, move, what the, but now I learn to earn, I feel great, search for a 9 to 5, if I strive, then maybe I walk up the street, whistling, feeling out of place, cause a pen and a paper, stereo, a tape for a man, and a nice big plate of, which is my, but without no, cause I don't like to dream about getting paid, I dig into the books of the rhymes that I've made, so now the test to see if I got full,
in the studio, I'm paying full.
Thank you for tuning in to The Middleman. I'm your host, Kevin Gordon, along with my man,
Alan Harrison.
Man,
we are back live with The Middleman.
Yes, you are. And you know what? I mean, we have a lot of people on the line, and, you know, a lot of you guys may have heard or know about the business or whatever not, or either just have an opinion on music. If you want to make a comment, go ahead and, you know, press in. I know a lot of y'all may be scared to push that number, but it's number one. We normally go into our Talk of the Town segment right now. We're going to go ahead and skip over that. We know our man Dub G, he out there swerving again. I know we'll catch up with him in a second or two. But in our next segment we got coming up, we got two wonderful guests. Al, go ahead and elaborate on those two guests we got coming up.
Well, our first two guests, we have Chucky Charles, who is a producer, writer, and also worked with a lot of Grammy Award-winning songwriters and artists and producers, ranging from Sean Garrett, Carrie Hilson, Dallas Austin, Jerry Ragavore from the Rolling Stones. He's also produced for Hidden Beach Recordings, such as the artist, the Kindred Family of Soul. I like that group. And also, multi-platinum R&B and pop singer, Montel Jordan.
Yes, sir.
Montel Jordan.
Man, that list is long.
Yes. You know, I can go on and on and on about all the other people he has did music with and worked with and produced for. You know, he has a very strong resume. And also, we also have Gennaro Hawkins, co-founder, event coordinator, sponsor, public relations director for the Southern Entertainment Awards, and also the marketing director of Platinum. Yes, he is. And he's also the co-publisher of the Southern Entertainment Awards magazine as well, too. And also next Sunday is the actual Southern Entertainment Awards up in Tunica, Mississippi.
And we're going to go ahead and let him elaborate on it. On the line, we have with you Gennaro Hawkins and my man, Chucky Charles. What's going on, fellas?
What's good with you, man?
Everything, my brother. As you guys probably already tuned in and see that we're talking about Music 101, and then we're also going to get with Gennaro, and we're going to let you talk about the Southern Entertainment Awards, man. We haven't had anything like that in the South before you guys did it. So we greatly, greatly appreciate all the love that you showed to us. Every other entity that's in the South. And my man Chucky Charles, you already know what it is, baby.
That's what's up. What's happening, Kevin? What's going on with y'all? You doing all right, man?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. I'm glad to see you call me in and actually agreed to be on our show. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you giving me the time.
Anytime, you know me, I'm just working right now, you know.
Right.
Trying to get ready for next week.
Right. Oh, I know that. Busy man, busy schedule. As you guys, like I said earlier, we're talking about music versus music, old versus new, dance, move, things of that nature. Gennaro, I know you've been around. You've seen a lot of things come. You've seen a lot of things go. Chuck, I know you've seen a lot of things come, a lot of things go. What are you guys' perspective? And we're going to start off with Gennaro. What is your perspective on the whole music? Now, we're not just talking about hip-hop. We're talking about the entire music scene. What is your perspective on that? We're going to take some callers on some of you guys' opinion.
Well, I mean, my view as of right now as it stands is that music is transcending. It's, you know, taking on some different turns. But when you look back, a lot of people say, well, I don't like the dance songs, you know, it's not particularly for me or anything. But when our parents were growing up, what was out there that crossed over? It was the dance songs. It was the you know, the Chubby Checkers. It was the Little Richards. You know, that was how they went from, you know, black urban Chitlin' Circuit music to white music, basically.
Yes, sir.
And pulled in a whole new audience. You know, do I particularly care for Stanky Leg? You know, Crank That Batman, Crank That Soldier. You know, all that. It's different. It's pulling in more people, and you know, I mean, rap is rap, and hip hop is hip hop, and you know, a lot of it is it's a business of it. So it's creating other alternatives out there for people when it comes to, you know, branching music out and actually making money off of it, because you know, five, ten years ago, people were not eating off of music.
Right. So, Chuck. Yeah, that's true. Chuck, man, what you think about it? We're going to go ahead. We got a couple of callers on the line that may want to talk to you guys.
Okay. You want to take the calls? You want to get some
Let's go ahead and take this caller and see what this caller. We're going to get to come. We're going to take this caller. Caller 334-233, you're on the line with the middleman.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up,
going
now,
on,
man?
What's going on, DJ Solo, man?
Oh, appreciate you, Solo. What's
going
on, man?
No, you know, I'm just enjoying the show, that's all. But, you know, there's just a couple of things I like to say, though, you know, about hip-hop now and hip-hop back then. I see it's supposed to be a progress, but it's not really a progress with hip-hop. You know, I respect everybody who's doing their thing, you know, but I feel like they're using hip-hop as the wrong thing. I think hip-hop should be, like, learning, more about learning. Because, you know, everybody's like a spade game now. Everybody's following suit.
Right.
It's time for something different. Because, you know, like, if everybody's doing this, everybody's selling dope, whatever, everybody got dope, selling to. So, you know, I wish that rapper would, you know, start really fabricating. And there's a lot of rappers out there that, you know, that people listen to, quote unquote. And these people can make a change. Because these are what people are listening to. You know, if you are, I don't want to call any names, but, you know, rappers know who they are. But if you continue, like, say, sell dope or put some rims on this right here or do this dance right here instead of teaching somebody, rappers never going to go nowhere. Because it's a shame that I have to listen to some old school. You know, I have to listen to a BDP and listen to Sleek Rick and everything. You know, I have to listen to music back then to enjoy the music now.
Yeah.
You know, how is that?
That's and you know what, Solo? Solo, I'm telling you, man, we all feel like that, but you know what I'm saying? We got to keep it real, man. It is the way for our people to feed each other, and that's the way to make money. I don't agree with the whole negative side of things, but we definitely appreciate your call. Did you have any questions for our guest today, man? We got Gennaro Hawkins on the line, Southern Entertainment co-founder, and our man, Chucky Talk. Do you have any questions for those guys?
Nah, I just really just keep my mouth closed and listen because I'm trying to learn.
Okay, man, we appreciate you, man. We got another call online right quick, 662-251. Go ahead with your comment. Caller? Well, all right, I guess we got another scared one here today, Al. Chuck, before we went to the little break, man, we're going to go ahead and let you finish what you were saying earlier.
Okay, I mean, what my thing is, music now, it's always been a music a money-making business. I mean, it's been money-driven. I mean, when the cats are sitting in the office, they're thinking about the dollars that they can make out of the situation. And usually the Germans and the Jews that's running the show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, it's no time than now for that to happen as far as no better time because technology has changed things. I mean, technology has made it so easy to create a record and get it out there the next day. So the thing
I can roll out my bed and do a record tomorrow if I wanted to.
Exactly. And, I mean, the reason Jermaine got it so sewn up down here in the ABL is because he can do just that. I mean, he can do a record in the studio and then the next day throw it to Greg Street or that night and it's on the radio, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, technology has made a situation where it's so easy to get the grind on and hustle on. And it's fast food music. And that's what it's boiling down to. There's no thought process in it. You know, it's about how soon can I get this dance record out here, call it New Dance, and it's on YouTube the next day, and it's a craze next week. So, I mean, the thing is, back in the day, it used to be some sense of just a sense of respect for what you're doing.
Right.
You know, it was thought out more. I mean, come
not
on.
Sure.
I mean,
so I think we got somebody online that may want to talk to you. We're going to go to caller, hold on 1 second, 770-896. Go ahead with your comment, and who are you?
Hi, this is Jennifer, and I have a question for the two guests. Hey, besides, like, just, you know, technology affecting hip-hop, I read an article a couple months ago from Real Clear Politics, and they were talking about the game of hip-hop is just changing. Like, the game of anything changes, you know, and anybody that's in any kind of thing knows that it just changes. And I have a question that, and they were saying that Barack and Michelle Obama's presence in our culture has shut down this, I guess, intellectual suicide among the many hip-hopsters in our society. And what do you think about that?
Good question.
Who are you aiming that question at? I'm Chuck or either Gennaro?
Either one's fine.
Which one of you guys would take that one?
Okay, I'll take that. I mean, me, I think really it's not going to make a difference who's up in the White House, because at the end of the day, once again, it's about the dollars that's being made within the music industry and the companies that is overseeing those records that's being put out there. I mean, Obama and Michelle, that's a good presence that we need. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's not going to do anything different to give the mindset of these cats out here that's out here talking about the trap and talking about how they can get their hustle on. I mean, Obama in the White House, and that's wonderful. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's a great deal right there, folks. We got another call on the line, 678-651. You got a question for our guest?
Yes, sir. This is Nick Eden.
Hey, what's going on, Nick?
Thank you so much, man. Just wanted to chime in real quick. I really have to agree with Janeiro on that. I think what a lot of people get misconstrued is, like, back in the day, you had records, not to the extent of Stanky Leg, but you had records that they called joke records back in the day. The problem is now is that they're outweighing the other records that are coming in. Like, you're always going to have the, you know, not to call them by name, but you're always going to have the Soulja Boys. You're always going to have the Cash Camps, the cats like that. But you got to have that balance between the two. And my challenge is to the gatekeepers that are still, and there's still a few of us left, the gatekeepers in the music industry, to be like, okay, look, I understand you out there, you're trying to get your hustle on, you're trying to get this on, but just from my personal view, I just really want to see something different from you. You got guys that they'll take any record as far as producers. They'll take any guy that comes to them, and they'll throw them any kind of track. You got guys as far as, in Janeiro's case, you know, and this is being a two-time SEA nominee myself, you have those people who are in the positions. Yeah, I had to throw that out.
Yeah.
You have people that are in those positions to where they can be like, look, the music needs to get better, because it's just like you said, it is a fast food industry, but we're slowly killing ourselves.
Yeah, now, Nick, hold on. I got something different. I want to direct this to Janeiro. Janeiro, you guys have the Southern Entertainment Awards. You guys have been putting it together for how many years now?
Six.
6 years? I was about to say seven, because it just felt like it was, man, I feel like I've been doing it for years.
We started a year before, but yeah, this is our sixth annual.
And what my question is to you, you know, like Nick, he just made me think of something. How do you guys go about choosing the people, you know, and recognizing the talent that's in the whole Southeast? How do you guys go about doing that?
So a lot of people have questions about that, but our nomination process is done by the general public. I'm not in every market, although sometimes it feels like it. We don't go out here and say, well, this person is doing this in this market, this person is doing this in this market, because...
Right.
That's just not, you know, it would be our own opinion, and that's not what we do. So we have a nomination process that runs from May to August, to where anyone can go to the website and nominate anybody, as long as they have a valid email address, and they can only nominate one time under that particular email address. So we take all those nominations submitted for any one of the 80-something categories, and break it down to the top 15 for each category by the number of nominations they receive. On average, we get about 8,500 to 10,000 nominations during that period, and they're all valid. So that is how the ballot is created. So, of course, in theory, if everything you hear on the radio is one thing, then that may be what you hear. But one unique thing about our event is that it's a little bit more grassroots. So you're not going to hear all of the, you know, a lot of our artists, they're very talented, quality artists who are out there with very strong buzzes.
And I can testify to that, my brother. I definitely can testify to that. And you guys have a three-day event. That's the first 3 days are free, right?
It's actually a four-day event. Thursday through Sunday.
Yes. No, I was saying the first 3 days, I was going to add that award day in, but the first 3 days, you're not hitting nobody's pocket up, right?
Right. Correct. The first three days
people,
open to the public for the conference.
People, do you hear this? Now, Janeiro, we may have a caller that's going to ask you guys a question. 662-352, you've been patient. Thank you very much. You're in with the middleman.
What's going on? What's going on, it's Steve? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, everything is everything. I got a question and I got a comment. Now, to piggyback on the last caller that, you know, was talking about all the music that's now coming in the industry, you know, me personally, I feel like there's a need for the stanky leg. There's a need for the Soulja Boy crank that, you know, me myself personally, I may listen to some 8-Ball, UGK, you know, some of that nature, but if I had kids, I wouldn't want my kids sitting up here listening to the same thing I'm listening to, talking
right.
about, you know, rocking it up, talking about going to get an AK and this and that. So I feel like, you know, it's a time and place for everything and for that type of music. You know, don't down them because they're doing their thing. Just look at it as, you know, it's a certain type of people that want to listen to that type of music, and that music is out there for certain people. So
right.
That's basically
right.
what I had to say on as far as that stuff. So now my question was as far as the Southern Entertainment Awards. My question is, how did y'all get that started, and what was the reason that made you go out there and push to start it off?
Pretty much, we started this event about 7 years ago. Myself, DJ Outlaw, and DJ Infamous. We were looking at all of the contributions that DJs in the South make to the music industry. When you look at, they are the A&Rs. They're the ones pushing this music out. A lot of them manage. A lot of them, you know, do graphic design. You know, promotions. You name it. The contributions of the DJ are tremendous, and a lot of times they were just, you know. Well, ever so often, they're always overlooked for what they do and the influence in music that they have. So the event started up to recognize the DJ and everything that they touch. From there, we just branched out to everything that they touch and, you know, different business ventures that they're involved in. In addition to that, we brought in the artist aspect of it because there's a lot of artists out there who may have a strong following. They may be very talented in their market area, and then they get no love or feedback from anyone, and then they stop. We lose so much good talent, you know, on a daily basis that is just sad. So we wanted to give everyone an opportunity to kind of, you know, circle back in and say, you know what, this is what we really need to do. This person needs to be recognized for their contributions to music
yeah.
and everything. But, you know, long story short, we saw a void, we saw a need, and nobody else was doing it.
Right.
And Gennaro, could you
please?
I was gonna say, could you please give us a website that they go ahead and check out
right.
the Southern Entertainment website, and also a contact. I know the tickets are sold out, so if you're on the line, still go the first 3 days. You got that fourth day, you might not be able to get in, but at least you can stand outside and look.
they could prep for the Lil Wayne concert, but the. The website is southernentawards.com, and I've been on this big, heavy Twitter campaign. I actually got a contest going right now, but you can catch me at twitter.com/Janiro. That's J-A-N-I-R-O.
Yes, appreciate it. Tall, you still there, my man?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Hey, man, you have any final words? We're going to go ahead and close this segment out, man. I definitely appreciate you taking the time to call us in, man. It's like you never have enough time in a day. Go ahead, my brother.
Right, right. I'm just, for like a lot of casters out there that's trying to get in the industry, pick up an instrument, learn an instrument. I stress this to everybody I work with that try to get into the game, whether it's a male or female. Learn an instrument, and that'll open your mind to other genres of music and where to go when creating your music and being creative. Like I said, technology has kind of stifled the mind, whereas you can push one button and you can make a song, you know, or play two notes and, you know, put something together. But, I mean, it's just like learning a second language in life. Once you learn another language, it starts to open your mind, you know. It's not like I know a lot, you know, I know some words, but it's like just based on those few words, you know, it's like
right.
that's mind open, you know. And just learning things, just traveling the world. But overall, learn an instrument, you know, that takes you back to where real music is. You know, that's just like Stevie Wonder didn't do songs in the key of life in like a week, you know. So
yeah.
these cats out here, they're doing their whole albums in a week, and they're like bragging on it, like I did in a week.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like it's showing in the substance of the music. I mean, it sounds like it's a week's worth of you know, putting the album together. You know, I think, not calling anyone out, but there's been a number of artists out there bragging on that. I put this album together in a week's time, and, you know, and it's hard to listen to that and take it all in. Because I'm a lover of music, went to school and studied music, and now, you know, this is what it's become. And it's real sad. But, you know, learn instrument. You know?
Yeah, I mean, we appreciate you, Chuck. Get him, like, a MySpace website number. I mean, this man is an extraordinary producer. I had the opportunity to sit down and listen to some of his music. Man, y'all, I'm telling you, this guy's the sneak.
Appreciate that, man. Check that out. Yeah, you can hit me up at myspace.com/ Hit Him Twice Productions. That's HITEMTWICE Productions. And that's with an S on it at the end. So come check me out. See what I've done. See what I'm working with. And, you know, love to hear from you.
Yes, thank you. We would like to thank both our guests today, Gennaro Hawkins, co-founder of the SCA, my man, super producer, writer, manager, check it out, man. Damn. It went down today, baby.
I think it did, man. And also, you know,
you know what?
And Solid Braxton and also Anthony Cologne as well for calling in as well, too.
Definitely that.
But
we kind of went over a little bit today, y'all, but guess what? We still going to do this third battle. We finna hit you upside the head with it right now. Y'all, stay on the phone. We still here. If you're online, go ahead and call in 718-508-9972. This show will continue because we're going to get this show finished. And we thank every last one of you taking the time out of your day.
And
we are the middleman. blogtalkradio.com/the middleman. So, hey, what's this third battle we got here, man? I mean, it's a doozy.
Woo, this is going to be a hard one right here, people. It's going to be a hard one. We got Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing, versus R. Kelly, Your Body.
The best one of their time, the best one of our time, the best one of all time. Let's hit it, baby. You are tuned in to the Middleman. I am Kevin, and he is, I guess he ain't on the phone right now.
Hey!
What's up, Jack? We're going to go ahead and go to the church segment. What's happening, man?
Hey, man, yo, what's up, man? Hey, man, y'all already know what it is, though. What's up, man? UGK alumni, you know what I'm talking about? The middle man and the plan, you know what I'm talking about? I'm going to get to you. Shout out to everybody who's been on deck with us for the day, you know what I'm talking about? Everybody who's called in on a reflip. If I offended anybody last week, I apologize, but you know I got to give it to you 130,000%. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to do that right now. We've been talking about music, old school versus new school. You know what I'm talking about? If you ain't, if you ain't rocking with it, you got to be a fool. You understand me? Look here. I'm old school cat. I was raised on 8-Ball and MJG, you know what I'm talking about, UGK, old school 3-6, you know what I'm talking about, so Scarface, Ghetto Boys. So I was on more or less of, you know what I'm talking about, some reality rap, you know what I'm talking about. But that was the time, you know what I'm talking about, Dope Gang was just really, really, you know what I'm talking about, popping like popcorn, you know what I'm talking about. Nowadays, the demographics have got a lot different. Everything they got a lot young, you know what I'm talking about. The kids just want to dance, shake their dreads, hop around, bounce, and do whatever they want to, you know what I'm talking about. It's more of a club atmosphere now, you know what I'm talking about, versus in the Gabriel more, you know what I'm saying, more reality-based. But, I mean, you know, it's a lane for everything to go on, you know what I'm saying? Everybody going to have their own differences depending on what time frame they were brought up in, people they were brought up around, and the environment they was in, you know what I'm talking about? Me, personally, I'm an old school fool. I want to hear some real talk because I like to dance myself, but, man, I can't sag a leg and do 5 million dances in one dance, you know what I'm saying? We left that alone with Jubilee All, you know what I'm talking about? New Orleans, y'all understand that. So, I'm out this thing, you know what I'm talking about? Hey, music is music, you know what I'm talking about? Just as long as it's good music, we're going to get with it, you know what I'm talking about? So that's it. Dub Jesus, I'm out here. Church.
Man, what's that? Appreciate you, Dub Jesus. We are the Middleman. Guess what, y'all? The show is gone. The show is over. It ain't gone, but it's over. Now, check this out.
Yes, it is.
Those three battles that you heard today, Battle 1, Battle 2, and Battle 3, we do have those online. That's www.wearethemiddlemen.com. You can go ahead and vote on that. Let us know what you think about them. You know what I'm saying? We'll announce that winner next week. Alan,
right. Please vote, people. Please vote, people. You know your comments are valued. As always, we are the Middlemen, and we want to appreciate you all for calling in. We had a great show today. I want to thank all our guests and all our callers who called in and commented as well, too. And, Doug, be safe on that road, man. Be safe on that road. And we are the Middlemen. Next week, Southern Entertainment Awards, Tunica, Mississippi, March 22nd, 2009. If I don't see you there, I'll see you somewhere else. But guess what? I'm going to be there. And I'm going to make it happen. And I'm going to make it happen. That's right, G. We are the Middlemen. And we want to
be always, always.
In the middle. In the middle.
Something.
That's right.
Something.
We out.
Thank you.